South Sudan Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Toy Loy says the National Public Health Laboratory will be offering up to 100 free tests per day to those exhibiting no symptoms and another 100 tests per day for those that are showing symptoms of COVID-19.
It is important that the voluntary testing is increased and is done so that we really get to know our status in the country as to where are we in terms of COVID-19.
Dr. Loy says South Sudan is registering a very small number of cases on a daily basis, but people are not adhering to protective measures advised by health experts, which could soon lead to an upward trend in COVID cases in South Sudan.
Elsewhere, we are seeing upsurge of cases of COVID-19. Next door in Kenya, the number of cases is increasing. I believe also in the West, in the US, in the UK, we are seeing increased cases of COVID-19. So at this stage, we cannot say the fact that we are seeing less positive cases in the Republic of South Sudan does not necessarily mean that the virus is not here.
People cannot afford to be complacent about the coronavirus, says Dr. Loy.
You can be symptom-free without any symptoms of the virus, but you still carry the virus. Majority, 80-85%. So that's why we are saying, okay, you will do the voluntary testing so that people know their status. And when you know your status and you carry a virus, then you isolate yourself. That will help isolate, preventing you from giving the virus to other people.
Angelo Guop-Ton, the Chief of Operations for COVID-19 at the Public Health Emergency Operations Center, says registration for voluntary testing began today.
For voluntary testing and the travelers, we will take 100 per day. We will never go beyond that, because we don't want to also cause, again, accumulation of samples in the lab. We don't want also to delay the results of the other categories, like those who have symptoms and the follow-up.
For the past 5 months, the Public Health Laboratory tested people displaying possible COVID-19 symptoms, as well as those planning to travel from Juba to other states. After a huge backlog in testing, Dr. Ton says testing for travelers has now resumed.
So today, I think total number of around close to 25 people registered this morning. The category of these people, majority of the people are those who are traveling to the field to work. Some people going outside the country for further treatment to Kenya, to Uganda, to U.S., to all these locations. Those who want to test voluntarily, I think around two people.
Dr. Ton says the numbers may be small because the word has not gotten out yet that testing has resumed at the Juba Health Science Institute across from Juba Teaching Hospital. As of July 18, South Sudan tested 12,487 samples, had 2,204 positive cases, and recorded 44 deaths. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.